you won't find me laughing. And just one question I might ask you. It might sound like a disaster. Can you make this thing go faster? Can you? Hey, I know a lot of women out there that would have asked us fellas, can you make that go a little bit slower? A lot of women been laying there and they always wanted to go, they wanted to go by faster. Yeah.
Go slower. Why don't you ever want to enjoy it?
I'm trying to get the most out of this experience, lady.
Fuck, I'm trying to open this goddamn can here. Oh my god. What were they hiding in that can? God bless America.
What are you drinking today, Ryan? Does that sound like a beer? Well, it's not. It's a Monster. That Monster Ultra. 10 calories of sweet, sweet strawberry dreams. Oh. You know, you get these Monster tramp stamp cans, and you see somebody walking around with them. And people will tell you, just like with the diet sodas, like it's not good for you. And I always have to remind them, if I cared what was good for me, I wouldn't have bought it. Simple as that. So let me enjoy my textured tramp stamp dreams can. You know what I mean? It does taste good as hell. And that's what it's all about, man. Welcome to the Into the Woods podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Woods. It is Tuesday, August 22nd, when you're listening to this podcast, but I'm recording it in the past. It's August 21st for me, late afternoon. How are you? Oh, how's it going? What'd you do this weekend, Ryan? What are you gonna talk about? Oh, well, I'm going to talk about how I watched one soccer game this weekend. I watched a soccer game. Now, as somebody who's only watched maybe 5 soccer games this calendar year, and that number will significantly decrease within the calendar year, I've watched 5 soccer games. And that number will significantly decrease since there's no more World Cup. But it also might go up because Messi's in the United States. Speaking of Messi at Inter Miami, I think we've gone too far with penalty kicks. I think soccer, I got some advice for you. As somebody who doesn't watch soccer that often, I have some advice for you. Let's get rid of the penalty kicks in games that matter. No one wants to see goalies kicking against goalies. There, I just solved your problem. You're welcome. A little free tip for you, soccer. No more penalty kicks in games that matter. The World Cup ended in penalty kicks. The League's Cup, which is not the MLS Cup, got that wrong, ended in penalty kicks. Why? These are important games ending in penalty kicks decided by goalies kicking the ball. You know what goalies don't do? Kick the ball at the goal. They usually kick it, keep it out of the goal. So my proposition is no more penalty kicks in big games, soccer. I want to see Messi running around out there for as long as it takes. Sudden death. No more penalty kicks. You're welcome for the free tip. As somebody who doesn't really watch soccer, and as I was falling half asleep on Saturday night, when I gave out the bet to all my friends, Inter Miami to win, Messi to score a goal, when I came out of my daze and I saw that they were halfway through penalty kicks and nobody was missing, I was a little worried. But Messi, anytime goal scorer, and Inter Miami to win is free money. Just gave it to you. Here's a gambling tip. I don't need to be sponsored by any gambling company to tell you this free gambling tip. When there's soccer in the United States and Messi's on the field, anytime goal scorer, Inter Miami to win. Free money. Now that I said that, he's not going to score or they're not going to win. But he's that much better than everybody here in the United States. It's a little embarrassing. But maybe it'll also help. You know, it didn't help when David Beckham came over, but if we're being honest, Messi, David Beckham, no disrespect David Beckham, handsome guy, handsome fella, Messi's a little bit higher, so that's all I got to say about that. That's talking soccer. That's talking soccer for you. That's talking football for you. I know there's somebody just... because I got some English fans. Some UK fans, sorry. From the Spanners podcast. I know there's some... Hey, blood, isn't it that we play football with our feet, blood? And you guys play football with a ball you could throw, isn't it? Yeah, we're just doing it better, guy. We're just doing it better. We're doing football better over here, okay? Because apparently, I mean, in overtime, imagine if field goal kickers had to just kick field goals. It'd be so much worse than what we have now. That's basically what you're asking them to do. Nobody wants to see kickers decide games, even though they do. And that's why I worry about my Cleveland Browns, of course. But in the terms of, you know, soccer, as a guy who doesn't watch a lot of soccer, I'm giving you the blueprint to fix soccer. You're welcome. No more penalty kicks to end big games. Is that too much to ask for, soccer people? Tell me why. Go ahead. Sound off in the comments why you should be allowed. I actually saw a story this weekend, a sad story. You don't have to change the subject. I've been just reading through the news because ain't nothing going on, right? We're in the dog days of summer. Summer's coming to a close in a month. I hate people that talk about summer ending in late August just because kids have to go back to school. And every time I wake up now and I'm sitting outside, I smell it in the air. There's something weird about being in your mid-20s, you know, post-college. And you get that smell in the air. Late August, you smell it. Right, you smell new semester. You smell syllabus week. You smell, do I have to come to this class all the time? You know, you smell, I'm going to sit in the front of the class because I'm really going to try this semester. And by week three, you're like, I regret sitting in the front of this class. You have to listen to some teacher give a bad, you know, really either super personal detail about themselves during syllabus week, or they tell a really bad joke that nobody laughs at, but then that one kid laughs, or, you know, somebody, you know, is being really outwardly obnoxious in the syllabus week and actually thinks it's funny. That's what I smell right now. It's weird. I smell being late for class. I smell trying to find a new class. I smell the awkwardness of just being out there. So going outside right now is awkward for me because I just smell anxiety. But I was reading a story, a sad story, actually, not to bring you guys down. Father of 20-year-old murdered by girlfriend in 100-mile-per-hour crash doesn't want life in prison for her. So evidently, this guy... I saw the story because it was around my neighborhood here. It was in Strongsville, Ohio, a suburb of Cleveland. Dominic Russo and Davion Flanagan, rest in peace. They died in a car accident when his girlfriend, what was her name? Mackenzie Shrilla, who's now going to life, getting sentenced to life in prison for driving a vehicle 100 miles an hour into a brick building. She miraculously survives. But she also doesn't claim that she remembers anything. The text said, the courtroom was shown a text Shrilla sent to Dominic's mother saying she didn't remember the crash and wanted to get hypnotized to recall it. The text said, I remember turning onto the street and then my vision fades to black. It really kills me not being able to remember anything. I've been asking my therapist why I don't remember. She said it's because of trauma and I'm going to try and get hypnotized to make myself remember. I wish she would just tell us what would happened. Damn. You know, I think it's funny because, like, it's not funny, but it's sad because, you know, she's saying she's getting hypnotized. I mean, we've all been there. We've all been blind rage. But I got to be honest with you. What I thought about originally is the third. It happened at 5:30 a.m. July 31st last year. Davion Flanagan is the third wheel in this scenario. And I just think about how, like, he had to be like, these two always fight. And this is just another lesson. And then he's just an innocent bystander. The worst part is, you know, you can just break up with people. I think that's a problem a lot of people have. Has anyone ever been just telling you a story, like, about their boyfriend or girlfriend? And, you know, some of the stuff, it is what it is. You know, people, you know, never, no relationship's perfect. You know, Lord knows I know that. And you ever just listen to somebody tell a story and you're like, why are you, Why do you put up with that? Like, yeah, my boyfriend, he doesn't have a car. Yeah, so I have to drive him to and from work. Yeah, my girlfriend, yeah, she just doesn't clean up ever. And then just, you know, she wakes up at 2 p.m. and, you know, she's super demanding of me. Yeah, my boyfriend doesn't clean up around the house. He's lazy as shit. Oh, cool. Cool, awesome. In other sad, depressing news, Hurricane Hillary. Hey, Hurricane Hillary. Yeah, we got rid of that in 2016. Am I right? I'm following the expected path of Tropical Storm Hillary right now, live. Apparently, it's in Nevada. Winds at 35 miles an hour. It's kind of weak as shit. It's moving at northeast at 24 miles an hour. That ain't nothing. Is it over? Really? I'm going to be honest with you, man. Is this shit over? Oh, my God. It was nothing. Shit was over in fucking 18 hours. It was a tropical depression. It wasn't even a hurricane. Oh, you guys had a bad rainstorm? All people in Los Angeles and the southwestern United States have ever done. Oh, they didn't even get a hurricane. All the people in Los Angeles and the southwestern United States have ever done. Oh, it never rains out here. Oh, it's so dry. Oh, gosh. It's always, you know, and they always tell us how nice it is. It's always sunny. And then they get a little tropical depression, you know, Hurricane Hillary in quotations. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, God, state of emergency, state of emergency. No, this is just a thunderstorm here where I'm from. This is just a thunderstorm here in the Midwest, in the Rust Belt. We just take this as a thunderstorm. But I don't even want to see it because in 4 months when it's, you know, 20 degrees outside and there's a wind advisory and there's snow coming down in blizzard conditions, that people that are in Los Angeles are going to be like, how's the weather in Ohio? And I'll be like, oh, well, remember when you guys are afraid of a little rain and wind? Grow up. Be better prepared. California hasn't been in the path of a storm since the 1970s. Stop bitching. People in Florida are way more resilient than the people in California. The people in Florida, they just, I mean, every year they just keep coming back. I mean, how many times does God have to tell you not to live somewhere when he just sends another storm your way? You know, and he's like, look at these people. Look at the human spirit. I mean, we knocked their houses down 11 months ago and they rebuilt them. And here I come again with another hurricane and they just bought more freaking plywood. Fucking plywood. I should sell plywood to the southeastern United States. That's a business I should get in. No, it's not. I'm not driven enough to get into business. You ever talking to someone? You ever love like just solving your own problems in a conversation then never acting on them? It's my favorite thing to do. Usually those conversations involve just me and myself. I'm usually just talking and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do that. You know, I'm going to get that done. I'm gonna get that done this weekend. Then the weekend comes, I'm like, I'm tired, man. I'm not doing that shit. And then the next week, I'm like, I gotta get that done. I gotta get that done. And then I never get it done because I'm lazy. Oh, I'm lazy. Oh. People. How many places do you have to live? Like, how many unsafe places? Like, every year, I'm just done feeling bad for people that live in places that, you know, God and nature has told you not to live in. Like, every year when they're like, oh, record temps in Phoenix. Fucking move. You can't even have grass. Why the hell do you live there? It never rains, and it's hot enough to cook a steak on your dashboard. Hey, guess what? Go. They lure you in with the no income tax and you don't realize that you got to pay for it on every bill. Same thing with Florida. It's like, hey, every year you guys are going to get a Red Cross notification right when football season starts. Hey, donate to the victims of blah, blah, blah. Victims? victims. There's a hurricane every year. What'd you think? It was finally over? This isn't some 12-round fight. He's coming back with more hurricanes next year. So, move. Sounds like a you problem. Or, I mean, we could try nuking the hurricane. Have we tried that? That's a throwback, huh? Imagine fucking bombing a hurricane. That'd be funny as shit. We should actually do that. I do kind of miss Trump for that kind of shit. It was way more fun when he was saying shit like, let's bomb a hurricane. I'm like, maybe. Fuck, I mean, have we tried? Like, I'm at some point, you got to try something. It's probably the thought process there. Like, hey, maybe we just, hey, let's go get some jets and let's fly around it as fast as we can. And we'll see how it goes, okay? We're just going to try something. We're just going to go out there and we're going to try it. We're going to try to spin it the other way. Sir, why would we do that? I don't know. We're spending fucking $900 million on the military anyways this month. Why don't we just use some of this shit? Let's send the hurricane over a place with oil. And then we'll really get them. You know what blew my mind this weekend, by the way? Something that really blew my mind this weekend was I was talking to somebody and people asked, hey, how long you and Dana been together? And I said, we've been together for 8 years, 8.5 years. And I was like, you know, longer than the Beatles were together. And I thought about bands that break up. And then those people who go on, if they have a successful career afterwards, I'm always so jealous of that. I'm always so jealous of just bands who have multiple pop, you know, if you guys, like, how does a band, have you guys ever tried to get your friends to do something? Like, you ever try to coordinate, like, a golf day with your buddies? Four of your friends, you try to coordinate four people to be at the same place at the same time for 3 to 4 hours? Now imagine you're a band. And then, like, you have to coordinate everything. How do they do it? I think it's more impressive that four people can get along and do the one thing for so long. I can't get four people to join a fantasy football league. How the hell am I supposed to start a band? I mean, I know we're not good at particularly anything. But it's so frustrating to, like, read stories about, yeah, this band's breaking up and he's going to join this band. I'm like, he found more people that want to do the same thing. I can't find three friends to agree on a place to eat, to get dinner. We haven't seen each other in 2 months. Somebody's going to write in or hear that and go, Ryan, maybe you're not friends with them. And I'd go, oh, yeah, well, I don't want to believe that, so I'm just going to act like I didn't hear it. It's my favorite thing to do. One of my favorite pastimes is to hear something, act like I didn't hear it because I don't want to believe it. Problem solved. It can't hurt me if it's not real. It can't hurt me if I don't know it. You know what I mean? What you don't know, you don't know. Fact or fiction. Fact or fiction. You know, I think what blows my mind about, you know, because I was thinking about Taylor Swift this weekend, as I normally do, because Dana was sending me videos. So apparently Taylor Swift was hounded at her Taylor Swift was, you know, found. Taylor Swift, where was she? Wedding. So she was in New Jersey, and she was, you know, fans mobbed her friend's wedding. It's in Fox News. The video is insane. The photos are even crazier because you can just see how many people. There's a big mass of people, and it's her friend. And I knew this that Taylor Swift had a partner, a friend. But do you want to know Taylor Swift's friend's name? Now, we all know. I know the real Swifties will know. But this guy's name is Jack Antonoff. I just want to let that simmer. Jack Antonoff. His parents hated him. Or they're not people with the humor of a 13-year-old boy. So they probably didn't think it through. But Jack Antonoff really setting himself up for bad jokes. And I also have one more thing. Taylor Swift is a white wine person. So fuck you guys. So fuck all you red wine people. Oh, it's got more flavor. Oh, I love the feeling of my mouth. Oh, that sounds a little homoerotic. Yeah, I'm being a little homophobic about it because I like the little sugar on the tongue. I like the little sweetness in my mouth. I don't want to be drinking roots and leaves and dirt. It's got earthy tones. No, it doesn't. It tastes like dried grapes. You mean raisins? You mean raisins? No one actually likes red wine. We've been over this. Taylor Swift doesn't like red wine. I don't like red wine. And that's a fact. I mean, what do you want me to do? Jack Antonoff. Goofy ass name. Antonoff sweating to Margaret Antonoff. Congratulations. Antonoff is 39 years old. That's a long life to be made fun of. Jack Antonoff. And he looks like a guy that would be made fun of for that. No disrespect. No disrespect. Just think it's funny. Your name's Jack Antonoff. I also got another thing about Taylor Swift. I know nobody gives a fuck, but like, didn't it work out for her music getting purchased, like her masters getting purchased? Like, don't you think Taylor Swift kind of benefited from her masters getting purchased? Because she's now able to re-release music that everyone's going to buy up, and then keeping her even more relevant. And she gets to make that much more money on it. I think it just worked out for her. You know, I mean, I know it's, you know, I don't really know how it works, how you can lose your masters. I don't know how it works. I know Michael Jackson bought the Beatles masters for a while there. But I think Taylor Swift, I think it worked out for her. You know, I know we all hate Scooter Braun, fuck Scooter Braun, but I think it might have worked out. Good for her. You know what I mean? How much time have I fucking done? 24 minutes? God bless. I gotta be honest with you guys, and this is just for my own, you know, what's the word? What's the word you put for buddy when you're a fat guy and you're trying to lose weight? When you're a fatty and you're trying to lose weight, or you're not trying to like jerk off, or you're not trying to do drugs. What's that thing you say? Fuck. The buddy that's supposed to keep you in check. You're whatever. You know, fuck, Jesus Christ. I just know I've been eating like a garbage disposal. Right? I haven't had a meal. Don't you hate that? Don't you hate when you have a garbage disposal day with your body? When you just wake up and you have a little bit of this, and you have another food that doesn't make any sense why you would eat it after that other food. Oh, and then you find like a fruit or vegetable and you have a little bit of it, and then you have chips. And you have like half of a dinner. And you're just eating like a goddamn garbage disposal. What is the word? What is the word? Like, it's not prosecution. Person to like keep you in check. What is that word? What the fuck is that word? Person who keeps you in check. In check. Fuck me, dude. Constrain, control, curb, govern, inhibit, and master? Well, slow down, pal. A friend that checks up on you. Considerate? No. Something buddy. You guys know what I'm talking about, dude. I'm pissed off. I'm stupid. I hate myself. You know, I asked, you know, it actually wasn't funny. I was on the golf course this weekend, right? And we were on hole 17, and I was having a shit day, as usual, because I suck at golf. You know, here's the thing. I play golf for a good time. Do I ever have a good time? Once in a blue moon. If that blue moon comes around once every 9 rounds. Okay, and I'm standing on the tee box, and I'm getting ready to hit, and I go, why would I ever do something like golf for 3 hours when I'm not good at it? Why would I do that? And then you know what my cousin says to me? He says, well, you do podcasting, don't you? And I thought about that. That was the last, this was the last day of my life. I thought I'm just going to go home and I'm going to lay face down on my pillow and hope for the best. Yeah, we're going to see how this goes. Because what the hell is that about? You know, you think you have a family. You can get people that are rooting for you. Then all of a sudden you're standing on the 17th tee box as you go short with your 7 iron because it doesn't matter what club I grab. The most frustrating part with golf, and I know, get lessons. I suck. I'm not getting lessons. I pay $25 a time to go out there and play golf. I'm going to be fine. But here's the thing. Whether I grab my 3 iron, my 7 iron, my pitching wedge, guess what? They're all going to the same distance. Hell, I could grab my 3 wood in my hybrid. Guess what? It's going 150 yards. That's it. That's the max. That's the max. So I just suck, and I hate golf, but I want to do it more. You know what I mean? I want to golf more. Not because I'm good at it, but because it's fun to get out there. And have a good fucking time. I'm having a good time. I'm shooting 115. I'm having fun. No, this is fun. I like this. Yeah, I think that's a podcast. I think that's it. Well, it's fun talking to you guys because I freaking just spilled my drink like an idiot, okay? Because I want to pause the podcast so I can get the music, you know, loaded in there because I don't have a freaking nerd. You know, I'm forced to be my own nerd on this podcast. And all of a sudden, you know, I must have, you know, restless arm syndrome. And I just knocked over my drink, spilled it. Now it's going to be sticky in here. Is there anything worse than being sticky? You know, I think Dana's on the, you know, between us, Dana hates being sticky so much that, you know, I think she might be a little bit on the, you know, she might have something neurologically going on. And that's all I really have to say about that. Okay? Just think about it. I love you guys. Talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the music. Follow me at the links below. Love you. Bye-bye. You just laughed it off, it was all okay.